Okay, let's bring this meeting to order. Can everybody join me for the flag salute?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Can we have a roll call, please?
Director Cross.
Here.
Director Hubbard.
Present.
Director Womack. I see you're coming.
Present.
Vice President Sesenia.
Here.
President Porcroy.
I'm here. Okay. We have a closed session item, which is a conference with real property negotiator regarding Sunnyside School. Is there any public comment for
If
that?
you're online, please raise your hand. There's no public comment online.
Okay, thank you. We're going to adjourn to closed session back at 6.
Please make sure you're muted.
Ron, the presentation in the boardroom looks weird.
Okay, let's reconvene from closed session to open session. The report out of our closed session tonight was no reportable action. And yeah, our negotiations continue. Okay, with that, we're going to our public safety reports. Believe fire report, they sent it in, right?
Chief Lorenzo's out on an incident, so we have no verbal report from them tonight.
Okay, do we have Sheriff or CHP?
Yes, Commander Abbas is on the line.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Commander Boss here. Looking at our call statistics for the month of July, we had a total of 429 calls, down from 436 in 2025. Of note, we had 64 enforcement stops and 41 preventative patrol activities. Just wanted to brief everyone on some recent developments at the Sheriff's office, specifically the Coast Station. Last month, we had an academy graduation where five cadets graduated the Allen Hancock Law Enforcement Academy in Lompoc, being promoted to deputy sheriff. We currently have two of those graduates at the Coast Station on our field training program. The field training program is a 22-week program where they learn the practical applications of what they learned in the 6-month police academy, and with the goal of becoming fully certified sheriff's deputies at the end of that 22 weeks. So if you see a two-man unit during the day, in the evening we double up, so they're just going to be two deputies anyways. But again, we have two new deputies that are currently on field training at the Coast Station. That is what I have, unless anybody has anything for me.
No, that's great. I was wondering that the other day. So thank you. Okay. Well, any public comment on any of our public safety reports?
If you're online, please raise your hand. No public comment on.
Okay. Moving on to our general action items, which is going to consider a joint comment letter regarding Title 19.
Thank you, Chair. I'll jump right in with some background here. I think we all know that here in Los Osos, the county has a Title 19 program that requires 2-to-1 water offsets for new developments in town. And the county has received feedback that that Title 19 program is not working very well. It's very difficult to get your neighbors, apparently, to retrofit their fixtures to the point where you're offsetting water usage 2-to-1. And so, in response, the county is considering an in-lieu fee as an alternative means of complying with the water conservation requirements of Title 19. And so, in concept, a potential in-lieu fee applicants, instead of doing the retrofits, would pay a fee in lieu. And the revenues generated by that fee would be used to fund projects that provide equivalent or greater groundwater sustainability benefits. So, as an example, there's, for example, the recycled water pipeline to Sunnyside. If that project was getting funded through an in-lieu fee, in theory, there are benefits of that project to the groundwater basin because we are not pumping groundwater to irrigate the fields. So, for some more background, in-lieu fee process to implement an in-lieu fee, the county would have to prepare a nexus study, and that would evaluate whether there is a reasonable relationship between a proposed fee and the public benefit provided by a project or projects funded by that fee. And if the nexus study concludes that an in-lieu fee is justifiable, the County Board of Supervisors can implement that fee for new development here in town. The county has requested feedback from the water purveyors here in Los Osos. And, at first there were some conversations that I think began before I got here and have sort of morphed over time. And if there's questions about that, Ron could speak to it. But they came to the purveyors and asked for feedback from us just on a staff level, which capital project do we have here that would really benefit the basin the most, such that, an in-lieu fee would make sense. And we all told them verbally, well, an intertie project actually promises to restore the basin. The others don't really do that. And so then they sent us a letter on July 6th asking us for feedback on moving forward with the intertie project as the project that they would study under the Nexus study for the in-lieu fee. I want to call out that the county did not request feedback on what we all think about the in-lieu fee generally. And they have indicated that that would be a separate public process, right, after the study was completed. I also want to note that after the meeting, I'm sorry, after the email, we had a meeting with the county, and they then mentioned that they would add two projects to the Nexus study beyond the intertie, They would also look at the recycled water connection to Sunnyside, as well as an upper aquifer treatment project. But county staff did say that their focus would be on the intertide project. So a little bit confusing, but all three projects would be studied. I think the word they used is that the other two projects would be on the periphery. So CSD staff work with the other water purveyors here in Los Osos to prepare a joint comment letter. I will say that Golden State, their attorney took lead on drafting the letter, which was very helpful. And the letter does a few things. It and this is the proposed letter that would be sent to the county from all three purveyors, and this is the subject of tonight's meeting, is whether this, like, what this board thinks of the letter and if there's any feedback. And the letter supports the study of the water resiliency intertie project for the Nexus study. It also conveys that the Nexus study should evaluate whether an in-lieu fee is an appropriate mechanism for achieving the county's Title 19 conservation objectives. And the letter also states that the water purveyors are reserving judgments on whether an in-lieu fee is warranted until completion of the Nexus study. And so I'd like to read the letter. I don't have the best voice for this sort of thing, but I want to just read through it. And if any of you all at the end of it, you know, think there's any sections of it that maybe need revision or you have suggestions, it would be a good time to do that. But Ms. Momberger is the representative from County Planning, and she says, thank you for the opportunity. I'm sorry, we say to her, thank you for the opportunity to comment on the scope of work for the Los Osos Title 19 Water Conservation Program Nexus Study. We understand that the County of San Luis Obispo Department of Planning and Building is exploring the creation of an in-lieu fee program in which an applicant for new development could pay an in-lieu fee instead of retrofitting plumbing fixtures in existing structures to receive a Title 19 certificate or equivalent and to satisfy county Title 19 requirements. In connection with the proposed in-lieu fee program, we understand that county planning seeks to undertake a nexus study focused on the water resiliency intertie project and will evaluate potential benefits of the intertie project as compared to the water savings currently achieved through plumbing retrofitting implemented through the county Title 19 requirements. Golden State Water Company, Los Osos Community Services District, and S&T Mutual Water Company agree that the intertie project offers potential significant benefits to the Los Osos groundwater basin. Accordingly, although the purveyors continue to have questions and concerns regarding the proposed in-lieu fee program, they support the county's decision to focus the Nexus study on evaluating the potential benefits of the intertie project and its relationship to the objectives of the county's Title 19 requirements. We look forward to reviewing the results of the Nexus study and continuing to work collaboratively with county planning as the Nexus study progresses. We appreciate the opportunity to provide input at this stage and welcome continued engagement as the Nexus study is developed and evaluated, particularly with respect to any future recommendations regarding the in-lieu fee program. Just final note here, because the letter represents a collaborative technical response developed by staff from the three Los Osos water purveyors rather than a policy position by the board, for example, regarding the adoption of an in-lieu fee, staff recommends authorizing general manager to execute the letter on behalf of the district. Questions?
Greg, is there any kind of timeline for them once they decide to do the study? Any idea of when that would in-lieu fee would take effect?
It's a good question. County staff have indicated that they have some kind of funding for this study, and they've stated that that funding expires at the end of the fiscal year. Just in my own dabbling with Nexus studies in the past, they do take some time. And, you know, assuming that the county were to take the full time of doing the study throughout this fiscal year, you know, I would expect that You might have a discussion at the Board of Supervisors level about an in-lieu fee 2 or 3 months later. I don't know the Board of Supervisors schedule. I mean, many cities, for example, do fee schedules at the end of fiscal year. So county staff may want to rush the Nexus study and then try to have the in-lieu fee question, you know, in May or June. But I would think sometime in the middle of next year, between May and, I don't know, September, October.
All righty.
What does BMC say, Chuck?
This has not been presented to the BMC. It's a major shift from the Title 19 program, which is essentially a mitigate before you build program. Your water savings are in effect before you build, because you've already retrofitted, you've offset your water use. If they collect fees for a future project, that's a fundamental shift in the way they're approaching development. And this is not a sidewalk, traffic signal, parking garage kind of thing that you can limp along without until you collect the fees. You want to make sure that, you know, we only have one opportunity to get this right. And so my initial reaction, and I'm getting ahead of myself now because we're talking about the Nexus study. I'll have trouble with the in-lieu fees if that pipe isn't in the ground first. But the Nexus study, my initial thought is I'd like to have them limit the study to the intertie. But the upper aquifer denitrification project was a part of our resiliency study, the grant that we got from the State Water Resources Control Board. Sunnyside could probably build 2 or 3 homes. It's not going to solve a problem. But if the county wants to study those things, it's not really the time to be saying don't do that. This is a fundamental shift in essentially moving away from water neutral development if development comes before the project, whatever the project is determined to be.
Now, does this not only affect construction, but also say I wanted to buy a house in Los Osos, would I be under the county Title 19? Would we have to retrofit the plumbing in the house before I could buy it?
I think that's all been taken care of. That was done with the sewer project. Any of those issues should be behind you. Existing residences, and that's why they're having problems with the Title 19 program, is that we've already traded everything out. You know, there's just not that many plumbing fixtures that haven't been retrofitted. And so it's not just a matter of people not being willing to trade their fixtures out. There just aren't that many that would qualify.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of discussion on this issue if it keeps moving in that direction. I welcome the Nexus study.
Sure.
Yeah. Is that actually is the pipeline, does that actually count as water conservation, basically, is what the question is going to be. So, I'm supportive of us moving forward with this letter and then doing a bunch of reading once that study becomes available.
Yeah, it's a good letter. I like the letter.
Okay, I'm going to open this discussion for public comment.
If you're online, please raise your hand and in the boardroom, come to the podium. There is no public comment online.
Okay, bring it back to the board. Any further comments or are you ready to authorize a letter?
I move that the board authorize execution of a joint comment letter regarding the scope of the Los Osos Title 19 Water Conservation Program Nexus Study.
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Passes unanimously. So authorized to submit that letter on our behalf. Okay, with that, I'm gonna go for any public comment for items not on this agenda.
If you're online, please raise your hand and in the boardroom, come to the podium. There is no public comment online.
Okay. Administrative committee reports. The GM report is first.
Could I make one comment about the utility department report? Yes. Look at production and runtime hours. Wow, Bay Oaks well. Where would we be without it? Amazing how 0 to 60 in 1 year. But it is that the only well that we have that accesses Zone E?
Yes, it is.
I thought so. Okay.
It is our workhorse right now. But as you're aware, Chuck, that we're looking at how to optimize our pumping, which would shift off of Bay Oaks, and try to redistribute that pumping throughout the system.
And specifically a project to plug access to Zone E.
Partition off Zone E, yeah.
Yeah. So I guess a message to the county would be that the transient model didn't just affect the county's plans. It threw a monkey wrench into ours, too. Because we just spent a lot of good money on that well, and now we already need to modify it. But I'm so glad we got it. So again, SCADA, the 8th Street upper well, we're going to be able to lean on that more someday.
Yes, we are. Since the SCADA project's been completed, the upper and lower can work in conjunction, because we have another issue over there in terms of chromium 6.
Right.
And so we have... You can't overuse the upper. We have to do a blending.
Right.
But we'll see more production on the upper.
And then 10th Street will be back.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I just, that was astounding to me that if we hadn't put that well in, and how much did we spend on that?
$3 million.
Okay, $3 million.
That includes the pipe, about $1 million for the pipe.
Okay.
To transmit it up to Napoma.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for indulging me.
Yeah, for sure.
Good points. More than half.
Well, and this is the end of our rain season, right?
I'm sorry. What was that?
So we have our total rain season in the books now. So it's another good piece. Okay, let's move on to that GM report.
Thank you, Chair. I'm pleased to announce that selected a assistant general manager / district engineer. His name is Eric Gridio. He's a licensed professional engineer, comes with over 20 years experience in public works and engineering. He brings a lot of experience from cities. He currently works for Caltrans. Look forward to working with him. I expect him to start on August 17th, in about 2.5 weeks. A couple notes on Sunnyside. CSD is currently looking at alternative financing options for Sunnyside to acquire the site. We do have the lease option still ready to go, but we're doing some last due diligence on this question. And then lurking in the background is the steering committee, the Rec and Parks Commission, excuse me, Parks and Rec Commission, did nominate two individuals to serve on that steering committee. My plan is to bring a slate of nominees to the board at a future meeting. And, you know, again, we're looking for folks with expertise that have something to contribute to master planning process. And so I've already got a couple of names. I've got another soft commitment. And so I look forward to bringing that back to the board. I think we have some time with this because we're still looking at acquisition options. So. The county did complete their desalination feasibility study, and they worked on this, I think, for about 2 years with some prep work prior to that. It essentially identified five sites, and by sites, I don't mean like specific sites of land or parcels or anything, but just kind of general areas where a desalination plant could go. And it concludes that additional engineering, environmental review, financial analysis, governance, and stakeholder coordination would be required before any project could advance. I personally don't expect, sorry, where did that go? Okay. I personally don't expect, maybe I shouldn't be in the business of predicting, but I don't imagine that this is going to go any farther. I think it dies here, maybe to be picked up in the future at some point, but it was a good effort. I think we all learned that there's a need here. Los Osos was mentioned a few times in the study as needing water. And with the Intertie project, if there ever is an effort regionally to have a desalination plant, we could potentially hook up to it. So just finally, there was an EMS, countywide EMS procurement media effort on Monday. And I want to thank four of you that came out, took some photos. We did a little interview there. This is related to the effort around looking at the county procurement process for EMS services countywide. And county made a decision that they would open it up for an RFP last year. And my understanding is that since then it's been hung up at the state for a while, and the county plans to move forward shortly. So we'll see there. But the media effort is important. I know Los Osos experienced some irregularities with service from EMS providers in the past. And, hopefully that all gets resolved during this process. And that concludes my report.
Greg, how are you going about finding people for the steering committee?
Talking to folks. I think the first start is, who do we already have on committees? Who do we have that's involved that we know? Sort of an invite. And depending on where we land there, then we look at maybe doing an announcement, a public announcement. If it's the board's preference to do something different, let me know. I'd be interested.
Yeah, I was asked at the LOCAC meeting, who was getting on there and how do you get on there? So I wasn't sure really what to tell them. I basically said, contact the CSD.
Yes, the volunteer that you have in mind should throw her name into.
Oh, she's there.
Okay.
I think that's a good message. Anyone interested can contact me. Again, we're going to be looking at folks who have expertise in park building, engineering, architecture, landscape architecture, property management, anything related to what's going on at Sunnyside. I know there's a lot of passionate folks interested, a lot of stakeholders out there. This master planning committee isn't really simply a stakeholder review of what folks want. It's really going to look at feasibility and some other questions on the site. So we are looking for that expertise. And again, if anyone's interested, please reach out to me.
Yeah, I know that, we have a small community here, and a lot of times feel like, well, I know everybody in the community, but I think there's people out there that we don't know of that probably don't know how to contact us or don't know what the procedure is to get on this steering committee. So it'd be nice to be able to make some sort of announcement on our CSD page or something, say, hey, and say what you just said, if you have expertise in any of these fields, reach out to us and we'll take a look.
I'd be happy to do that if that's what the board likes. I would maybe wait a little bit as we work through some of these acquisition questions. Okay. Because I don't want to have a false start where we've got a group of folks ready to go, excited, and then we're waiting 2 months. Maybe we don't need to wait. I'll think about that a little bit. But yeah, okay. If that pleases the board, I'd be happy to put out an announcement.
Regarding desalination, I know it's in your opinion that you think it'll be that idea will be closed now that this feasibility study is completed. I do think that would be a wasted opportunity. Us as the CSD being one of the partner water purveyors should take an active interest in pursuing desalination truly to its absolute conclusion. This feasibility study, was pretty limited in scope. It only, for instance, focused on approved technologies and left out a lot of potential and upcoming desalination technologies that could be coming up. And I think now that this base study is done, we should take that opportunity to like deepen our understanding of what is possible, especially in Los Osos and our bay and our water supply. Water production doesn't exist. We can't rely on rain, and what's in the ground isn't like, that's not new water. That's just there. And all water is going to run out eventually. So it seems like losing the momentum from this study would be detrimental in the long run, at least in my opinion.
I don't see where we're ready to take any kind of a lead effort. I mean, to push this, there are a lot bigger entities that are part of this study. I guess I don't, I'd like to know what you mean in terms of general manager's time, what we should be doing about pursuing desal. It seems like our inner tie is there right in front of us. The desal thing, I kind of tend to agree that it'll have a momentum of its own, and about the time you're ready to retire, it may be revisited. Cabrillo Estates is being revisited, you know, so never say never. But I really, I don't know where we have the resources to kind of move this from where it is now.
I imagine, like, desalination to be worth its time and effort would be a district-wide, area-wide collaboration. And with entities like the WRAC, where a lot of the water purveyors do get together and discuss water issues, there is a possibility to organize. It just, someone.
I think that's where this came from.
I think basically, I think there's a couple of things here. One is that, you know, this is a feasibility study. It's a countywide thing. I highly urge you to understand why it's not feasible at this time. Look at Central Coast Blue, for instance, down in the Five Cities, and really look at what killed those projects. Because it's dollars and economics. And yeah. Definitely water is a very important part of what we do. And at this point in time, that has been looked at, and it's not feasible for us. So I would urge you to kind of look, especially down at the Five Cities, because it's pretty well documented, those costs and the hangups to that project. And then I think maybe, you know, that's a good discussion for like a UAC or something like that. But I'm going to move on. That's not on our agenda. The Parks and Rec Advisory Committee met. Greg kind of already talked about what we did. We essentially went over where the project is, kind of reviewed, did a bit of review, and then really talked about this, this standing committee that we're trying to form. And two folks were nominated, Andrea Luker and Gary.
Cariano.
Yeah, sorry. It's been a minute. Both of them were nominated and accepted, and looking forward to having a committee where they're, you know, the focus is on working, solving problems, understanding more than just kind of like making general guidance or giving general guidance, basically. So looking forward to that. The next piece, UAC didn't meet, FAC did.
And see, the FAC voted to approve the warrant register, receive and file the financials, and we also got our quarterly investment report. And a little bit, the committee learned that we're looking at a lease option with the school district, and they're kind of surprised. So we did discuss that, and they look forward to learning more about how we're going to finance our acquisition.
Okay. Okay, besides that, there were no other meetings. Any other announcements of district or community interests?
You know, Tuesday I tuned into a webinar sponsored by the California Small Farms Alliance, something like that. A bunch of academics from UC Davis and that kind of thing. And for the most part, it dealt with problems in the Central Valley where you're having small farmers and large farmers battle it out with the groundwater, sustainable groundwater agencies, because allocations have come, fees are being assessed for the amount of water you're pumping. And we're not doing that here, but we could. But those kind of things, if they're not on a prorated basis, the small farmers are getting hit really hard first. They can't afford deeper wells. They can't afford a lot of the things the big farmers can. Some of them are fallowing acreage already, and they're not visiting the farmers' markets. They're still selling to local grocery stores. So it's an issue that we don't face here. But I learned a couple of things from it, and that is that for the most part, fees and allocations are common in the groundwater management arena. And the other thing that was interesting is that they made a specific comment about satellite use to determine water use on farms. And they really thought that it disadvantaged small farmers by overestimating the amount of water that they were using. Bigger orchards and that kind of thing, they thought that satellites were more useful that way. We've always had an issue with the county about how we guess how much water the farmers use because they're not metered. We use satellites. And I thought, well, if it's possible that they're using less than we think, then that means we have water for development if we knew for sure how much they're using. So it's just another little chip to work with the county about maybe someday having a metering and monitoring program out there. But it was a very valuable hour of good water discussion. I'm glad that we don't have the problems they have in the Central Valley.
It might be nice to be educated on how the satellite monitoring works, because
you're looking at, you know, the crop that they're growing. But if you have a small farmer who rotates crops and grows lots of annual things seasonally, it's a lot harder because how often are you flying, you know, to see exactly what they're growing at that particular time? Probably do it annually. I don't know, but I thought it was a good discussion, and yeah, BMC worthy. This is going to get fun.
As for me, I went to a WRAC special meeting that presented the desal project and feasibility study. And instead of repeat what I just said during the general manager's report, I heard murmurs from this side of the room that Ron Munns might have something to say regarding.
You know, my opinion, I worked on that desal subcommittee for three and a half years. The results of the study were limited because of the grant funding source. It had a limited scope, which was disappointing. Good information, though, on just, but it did, like Tom said, it limited itself to existing technology, and that was the very unfortunate part. So not to talk about this too much longer, I do believe that the Los Osos, or I should say the climate, is going to drive desal. And there is a committee, a countywide water action team, which is all the purveyors in the county meet periodically. It was monthly, now it's quarterly. And as the water situation regionally gets worse because of climate change, it's going to motivate. Unfortunately, right now, when certain communities feel like they have plenty of water, there isn't that incentive to look out 40 years. So, you know, I just say, I think the districts should stay diligent, keep their eye on it. My purpose of bringing the intertide to where it is so we had an outside connection. So one, we could bring in state water, and eventually, as climate change limits that supply, opportunities for desal or any other type of water that would be imported could be realized.
And that's exactly my opinion on it. I don't think we should do what the feasibility study said, but continue to have desalination in mind and keep an eye on developing technologies that will make it
possible. I think that's the key, developing technologies, because they're, you know, they're doing different kinds of ocean intakes from deep water, mm-hmm. that kind of thing, using the pressure of the weight of the water itself to lower energy costs. So I think that world will be changing by the time you're ready to retire.
I'm young enough to see these changes.
Yes, Tom
will still be on the board.
Yeah, Tom will still be on the board.
I suppose a specific ask would be like any opportunity Los Osos could be to feasibly be at the forefront of that, I would be very excited to see. We're small but mighty. I genuinely believe in ourselves.
I went to the, on Tuesday, the National Night Out at Morro Bay. It was run by the police department, and the fire department was there also, and was very well attended. A lot of people there, a lot of kids. And all I could think of was this would be a great event to have at Sunnyside Park next year and have our national night out with the Sheriff's Department and CAL FIRE. And I'm sure there's a lot of food vendors that would be more than happy to show their stuff. Is, you know, there was a little bit of free food there too, and I just was thinking that would be a great event to have there. And you really don't need, you know, there was holes in the ground from golfers, so it wasn't like it was a nice smooth area there or anything, but it was, again, very well attended.
The fire station is right next door to Sunnyside, so it'd be like a perfect opportunity for that.
Like how you think.
Okay. Does anybody have any items on the consent agenda they'd like to pull?
Okay. H, are we sure we want to do H? Or are we really sure? No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Just kidding. Yeah. Yeah, we're sure.
You're sure 2 weeks is enough?
We can call him back.
There's always extensions and more extensions, and
Okay, so with that, public comment for items on the administrative committee reports and the consent agenda.
If you're online, please raise your hand and in the boardroom come to the podium. There is no public comment on.
All right, back to the board for a motion.
I move that the board receive and file the administrative reports and approve the consent agenda. Did I do that right?
I'll second.
Okay, can we have a roll call for that?
Director Cross.
Yes.
Director Womack.
Yes.
Director Hubbard.
Yes.
Vice President Cesenia.
Yes.
President Forkroy.
Yes. Okay, motion passes. All right, I don't have any future agenda items. Any closing board comments?
Yes, regarding the ESAC committee, I have appointed Tony, forgive me if I mispronounce your last name, Fiorello, to the ESAC position.
Nice.
All right, look forward to meeting them.
He has quite an extensive background in emergency services and both like serving and administrating in that regard. So I'm very excited to see what he brings to the table.
Yeah, we're fortunate in that regard on that committee.
Okay, with that, thank you very much. Meeting adjourned.
Hey.
Thank you.
Good job, Matthew.